Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there?
Are you sure this is going to work, Jack?
Of course.
Ah, yes. There is someone coming across from the other side.
Selina Scott.
Shh. Wait! It's all becoming clearer.
Do you hear that? Becoming clearer.
I have someone here who went to Oxford University. He got an MA and a BSc.
Degree.
He knew somebody called Dawn, who he wishes to speak to. But first, he has a message for a Mr. Frost.
Dawn, Mr. Frost.
No good. It's fading. It's all going grey.
Doesn't matter. Read back what we've got so far.
Becoming clearer. 2 degrees. Frost before dawn. Then clouding over. And the outlook for tomorrow?
Well, put wintry showers.
Yes, no computers or satellite pictures for our lot. The only hope they have is that bit of marine vegetation hanging out the window. Or as Johnny Johnson puts it, seaweed's inspiration. Good afternoon, Britain. It's Adrian Just here.
I've waited years for a man such as you.
How wise. That's Johnny Johnson getting us off with Sweet Inspiration. Or maybe Swede Inspiration, if you live in the countryside.
The countryside, where we hear eggs are going up, which may be worrying news for the hens. Where farmers and pheasants go round, both in braces. Where the fields of waving corn testify to the miracles of nature, particularly as the farmer planted lettuce.
You see, I gets up with the chickens, I do.
That's a real country saying, that. And I suppose you go to bed with the cows.
No, sir, the wife.
Country people think nothing of getting up at 6 in the morning. Town people don't think much of it either.
Hey, wait a minute. We're getting off the subject here. Let's get back to your wife.
Here you are, Yes, sir, I got a picture of her here. There she is, sir, feeding the pigs. She's the one with the hat on.
Listen. A fellow was ploughing a field. Got halfway through the field and he broke his plough and he said to himself, it doesn't matter, I can borrow Charlie Smith. He only lives about 5 miles away and I can walk it in 2 or 3 weeks. So he started to walk, and as he was walking along, after he did about 3 miles, he said to himself, I don't think he'll lend it to me. Now, I feel sure he won't lend it to me. He's that kind of a man. He wouldn't lend anything to anybody. And he kept walking and walking and talking to himself, he won't lend it to me, I know he won't. But when he got to the door, he knocked on the door and Charlie Smith came to the door and this fellow looked straight at him and he said, you know what you can do with your plough, don't you?
The farmer down the road from me's had some problems. Apparently, he couldn't keep his hands off his wife. So he sacked him. It's the Maisonettes. From the Masonic Ladies' Night, the Maisonettes. My uncle was a Freemason, you know. Put fireplaces in for nothing. There they were, Abby. Oh, yes, the Maisonettes and Heartache Avenue.
Talking of which...
Now then, sonny, what's the matter?
Please, Mr. Policeman, I'm going to my best friend's party. They got cakes and jellies and hats and ice cream and pop.
Well then. What are you so upset about?
I don't know where he lives.
Well, I don't know about you, but personally I found that unutterably, inexpressibly, enchantingly, heart-flutteringly nauseating.
Shut up.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. There was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve.
Peter Gabriel and friends on Salisbury Hill. And talking of hills, it's Lord Hill's birthday today. He used to be the radio doctor, you know, back in the 40s. He was great. He'd come on the old home service and talk about your body and ask things like...
Is it smooth and red or knobby and beige with an overcoat of a muddy hue? And how's the stomach? Is it firm and steady or somewhat warm or a little wobbly and a trifle windy? Nature has so arranged our digestions that we know not what they're doing. We're kept in blissful ignorance of stomach movements, of gastric juices, of pepsin and renin and all the paraphernalia of digestive ferments. As Mark Twain put it, part of the secret of success in this life is to eat what you like and let the food fight it out inside.
Charming.
Oh, I liked him. He cured me of my lumbago once,
Look,
he did. Yeah. I wrote to him.
Look.
Told him how I had this lumbago.
Look.
He wrote back.
Look.
Nice letter he wrote.
Look.
Told me what I could do with it, he did.
Look.
I think we was a lot healthier when he was on the radio.
Look.
What?
Oh, God, I lost my friend now. I lost my friend.
You're on about the health service, as usual.
Them National Health doctors, they don't know nothing, they don't.
What are you talking about?
The National Health's been a blessing to a lot of people.
What?
Yeah.
A blessing, National Health?
Yeah.
Get out of it. They don't use it, do they, mate?
Who?
Them, your lot, the Labour Party, the lot what brought it in.
Oh,
what, you can just... Oh, yes, I am, Ulf. Just you listen. You just imagine old Harold Wilson and his oppos sitting up there in a National Health hospital, can't you, waiting for 3 hours? They ain't drinking their National Health tea and eating their rotten fly-blown National Health sandwiches. You're laughing at your great git the minute they feel they're straight up to Harley Street, ain't they? Up to your Lord Morons, that's where they go.
Yes, I must admit there's a lot to be said for it. Palomar went into hospital and the doctor said, are you National Health or do you want an anaesthetic? Not the quo, it's the heebie-jeebies. Or should I say the heebie-jeepies.
sensational. Not the clothes I say, but the heebie-jeebies. The heebie-jeebies calling themselves Status Quid on that one, and the... The end, as far as I'm concerned, mate. The heebie-jeebies calling themselves Status Quid with the boring sots. Oi, knock it on the head, will you? That's it. I'm determined that's it. Status Quid with a bit of mind-numbing boredom. Exactly. Well, from boredom to the board, because looking over into the offices, I can see there's a board meeting going on.
I tell you what, Binky, all my department get to work on time now. I've given them a company car each.
Well, how does that make any difference?
Easy. They have to get here early to find a parking space. I say... How's that chap from engineering getting on?
Which chap?
The one who left the BBC and started his own business making microprocessors.
Oh, marvellous. He's doing that well now. He's had to move into smaller premises.
Yes, come in.
Blasted racket.
Now, gentlemen, first item on the agenda. I want to know who's been carrying on with my secretary. Come on, put your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, who hasn't been carrying on with my secretary? Just you, eh, Jenkins?
Yes, sir.
Right, well, let's settle then. You sack her.
Dion.
In your eyes, I see only one. Find me the place for us. That's where I belong. There we rise. Your glory and mine.
Hang on, it's close mic stuff, this. Dionne Warwick and All the Love in the World.
Oh, you're so romantic.
Yes, part of my new sexy image for 83. Don't hold out much hope for it. Hey, have you sussed out where you're going for your holidays yet? Doesn't matter whose house you're going to these days, it's full of glossy pictures of Torremolinos, Domestos and the Algarve. And the conversation is always the same.
So, you haven't decided where you're going for your holidays, then?
We better look through some brushes.
Of course, Leonard and I went to Greece last year.
Oh, Bert and I have been to Greece.
Oh, really? Did you have the shish kebabs?
From the moment we arrived.
Hold on, that side. Did you see the Acropolis?
See it? We were never off it.
Our Bert were bent double.
He's not been right for years, you know him. There's no Vaseline over there, you know. You rough it.
Perhaps not. It's all the same to you. I think I'll stick to Bournemouth.
I took the wife to Bournemouth 1 week. The old the manager, he said to me, he said, we're full up. I said, but surely, I said, you can put us in somewhere. He said, well, he said, you can have the bridal suite if you like. I said, the bridal suite? I said, we've been married 40 years. He said, well, you can have the ballroom, but you don't have to dance.
I'm a new inky pinky in males.
No, if you're after a bit of that, well, perhaps this is the place.
Heidi, hi!
Heidi, ho!
Everyone's at Butlin's for the same reason, aren't they? All the guards come round 12 o'clock every night. Come on, open up, have you got a girl in there? Hey? Shh. No, honest, there's no girl in here. Hang on, we'll get you one.
Of course, Ron, my producer, used to work at a holiday camp. He was an AA man. He used to ground the shellers at night saying, AA, knock it off. AA, leave it out. Eddie Grant.
Now in the street there is violence, and then a lot of work to be done. No place to hang out or washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Gonna be a monster. Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue. Of course, if you're planning a holiday in England here, then do watch out for the dear old seaside landladies. Because while they're very hospitable, their cuisine can be somewhat samey.
Now here we are, Duck's dinner tonight. A nice bit of fish pie.
Oh, blimey. Monday we had fish head, Tuesday fish middle, Wednesday fish fingers. Now this.
Oops! Oh, that's good luck. Means I'm going to meet a stranger.
Hope to God it's the butcher.
It's a bit like the hotel I stopped at Christmas. Got everything real mince in the mince pies. Real ham in the hamburgers. Real cream in the cream cakes. When it got to Spotted Dick, I went home. And now for all journalists listening, hang your head in shame as you listen to Don Henley. In the car all week and it's great. Kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down, and never let the facts get in the way of the news. It's Don Henley, all the way from America, doing his dirty laundry in public.
Number one for music.
That's us, Sugar Draws.
Radio One.
Well, on this side of the pond, the nearest we can aspire to that kind of journalism is the gossip columnist. And love them or hate them, we've got one on the line now. We've been having a few technical problems, but let's hope they're all cleared up as we find out the latest from Nigel Smallpiece.
Well, this is all very hush-hush and off the cuff, you understand, but it's the talk of smart circles that Dem of the Air, Henrietta Sibling... over 4 feet long. Well, of course, the groom was livid and... round her ankles. With the Duke of Stalybreath, his stable boy, and... So, of course, they had to scratch it.
Yes, of course.
Yes, well, I must be away now, as I promised the Duchess of Malt that I would... In the hothouse at Kew.
Hothouse at Kew, eh? I should be careful. You might get framed.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that, they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing. All her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing? It's only natural. Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week. All for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing. That's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the
one. Come dancing from the Kinks. Ish, whatever happened to the local palais? They've turned it into some spraunchy new nightclub now. Let's go in.
Thank you, please, round the room. Couple of announcements here. Thank you, please. Will you give order? Members who play games will be very pleased to hear that the billiard table has been recovered. We found it in a street off Piccadilly. Thank you.
It's one of them clubs you can things off the ashtray, you know? The taxi drivers won't stop, they drive slow and you've got to throw yourself out and run in.
Friends, we've got a lot of new faces here today.
Yeah, why don't you grab yourself one?
We have some celebrities in the audience tonight. We have with us Gladys Pond. Who sings Dear to My God to the end of the striptease in a bucket of ferret. She's over there. Marvellous sense of you. Every time she loses a ferret, she has a hell of a smile on her face.
Hey, I said, where's all the birds? He said, this is a man's club. I said, who do we dance with? He said, we dance together, duck. I said, that's kinky. He said, who's them two big fellas on the bandstand in wellies? Are they the chuckers out? He said, no, they're the spot prizes.
And such prizes, my life. Look at the choice you've got. Teapots, flower pots, jam pots, pepper pots, pistols.
And rough. It's any club I've seen where the compo wears a crash helmet.
to me here, please. You frighten the life out of me.
Party, that's Bad Manners with Elizabethan Serenade. Must have been great in Elizabethan times. Hello. Looks like you serenaded him to sleep.
Hark at him honking his head off. I wonder if Henry VIII used to get fed up like Mr. Hampton Court. I bet he didn't have Anne Boleyn spark out on a settee driving him home. Mind you, that's probably why he had her head off. Got bored stiff one Sunday afternoon and chop chop, and that was her gone. Hampton Court. There'd be minstrels playing, ladies in waiting all showing out, courtiers camping up and down the stairs with their coloured stockings on. Aha! Who is this approaching the royal throne? Me noble Lord Sussex, Wessex, and Essex, and a wee bit Brahms and Liszt by the look of it. Aha! What news from Canterbury, my lords? Ah, shut up, you old sweat. And what is this? You bear a present from Cardinal Wolsey? Another pair of socks, no doubt. Bring on the court jesters! Bring on the court jesters! Dum 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 dum. I say. What's grey with a big trunk? I don't know. What is grey with a big trunk? A mouse going on holiday. Chop his bloody head off. Oh, marvellous. Your bones flying all over the room. Great goblets of claret coming out of your ear holes. Bodices and periwinkles are being ripped off. Grab yourself a quick handful and straight up to bed.
Yes, old Henry certainly knew how to enjoy himself. Or as he said to Anne Boleyn once,
forget the alimony, darling. I've a better idea.
It's the Buggles.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Did you
for Frank Boff, whose birthday it is today. The Buggles, Video Killed a Radio Star. And from Monday morning, that's what they'll be trying to do to us. They won't succeed, though. I mean, can you imagine the cacophony in the average household when both breakfast channels get going? With them and the radio on, it'll be a right pantomime.
BBC News at 8 o'clock. In the House of Commons last night...
Slim to rhythm! Get those tummy muscles working!
All you ladies' new and exciting things to do with chicken. In reply, Mrs. Thatcher said the majority of trade union members wanted... stuffing. Either sage and onion or...
with one leg up in the air. So that you tend to resemble...
the leader of the opposition. Who, in her opinion, should have been jolly. Well hung. 3 or 4 days should be enough.
Especially if you're lying on the floor. Or even better...
spread across the kitchen table. Having a leak in each pan. Instead of travelling all over the world, the Chancellor should have been here at home doing...
a good stretch. And remember, girls, you can...
easily get it from the milkman. Or failing that...
wait till your husband gets home.
I think I'll stick to Mike Reed if it's all the same to you. Straits, twisting by the pool. The only pool we've got here is the typing pool. There's not much twisting by that. The only activity you get in there is changing the ribbon and answering the phone.
Someone coming through on green, Red.
I'll be Alan from Sales if it's on green, Joel.
Alan Sales, do you want to talk to him?
No, that bloke gets up my nose.
I'm going to have a word with him, otherwise you'll hang up, you know, Alan.
Yeah.
Hello, George here. No, no, we've not got them. You haven't got the lengths. You haven't got the lengths.
Oh, God.
Alan, I appreciate your position, of course, but it's not really our pigeon. No, well, I'll get on to it for you and get back to you on blue, OK?
Bernard, George is getting on to Dorian maintenance.
Sylvia, would you get me Dorian on grey, please?
Did you really? What, Daphne? You randy old toe.
Dorian, it's George here. I'm ringing up recent lengths which haven't been ronioed, and we've got no trace of docketing through stereotype or yacht control. No, Dorian, look, if you could do that for us, I'd very much appreciate it. I can't understand it.
You know, I think Daphne's the weak link in the chain here.
Do you know what I think, Reg?
What?
I think... Sorry, I'm talking to Reg. Bernard is mixing business with pleasure.
Yeah.
I mean, a 48-inch bust is all very well, but it doesn't get the dockets in.
More from them in a minute. But first, here's one secretary who's always well in front.
It's Dolly Parton.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. To step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
See, Dolly Parton's going to feature in a Playboy centerfold soon. It's going to be in the February, March and April editions. That's 9 to 5, of course, with a secretarial view of things. What about the poor old boss? Whoever spares a thought for him?
Call me secretary in.
Miss Pugh, Griselda, Mr. Hancock wants you.
Tell him to wait. I'm doing some filing.
Well, finish it later.
I can't. I've only done 2 fingers.
Isn't it marvellous? She's been in 3 hours this morning, and what has she done? Washed her hair, had a bath, and painted her toes. She had the phone taken off yesterday. The bell made her jump and upset her jigsaw puzzle.
Well, she's not as bad as some of them here. Look at this.
Finished, Miss Paisley?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Mrs. Logan and Sins. Cringes Stroot Ofenbrough. Gintleman. Sam Q for your litter of the sex tunes. We shall be hippie to the love of your odour. Miss Paisley?
Yes, sir.
You're improving.
She said, I want £150 a week. He said, well, I'll give you that with pleasure. She says, oh no, with pleasure, it'll be £200 a week. What a dirty laugh.
On a hippie trailhead full of zombies, I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run. Cover.
speeding towards the close of the show with Dan Ander from Men at Work. And talking of which, we've just got time to see them in action.
Oi, you three! What do you think you're doing? Why is he the only one digging and you two standing here with your shovels in the air?
Oh, well, it's obvious, sir. You see, we're the lampposts.
Lampposts? Lampposts? Go on, get out of it! You're both fired! No, not you. You're doing all right. You keep digging.
Digging?
Digging? And how do you expect me to work in the dark?
It's all right. I'm going.
There was a boy, very strange, enchanted boy. Say he wandered very far, over land and sea, a little shy, sad eyes.
Nature Boy from Central Line putting the wraps on it for this week. From myself, Adrian Just, and producer Ron Bauchier, it's Toodlepip, and see you next Saturday. And we'll leave you with this thought. The Spanish Navy, do they call it the Señor Service?
Radio 1 Stereo.
And never letting a day go by, it's Jonathan King.